Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Thursday night. I hope you've had a tremendous day, a tremendous evening, a tremendous night. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. I appreciate you. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody listening, at least here in Atlanta, on 92.9 The Game, all my good old friends and buddies. And thank you to everybody listening all over the country. And so if your radio station is named The Ticket, The Fan, The Show, I don't know what they call the station, thank you. That's all I can say, just thank you, okay? Let's rock and roll and have some fun together. Much love to everybody on SiriusXM Channel 158. And everybody listening on a smart speaker, okay? I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down for us in New York City. And we opened up the show by talking about Major League Baseball and its All-Star ratings. The All-Star ratings just continue to hit a record low, another one. This past Tuesday, only 7 million people watched the All-Star game on Fox. 7.5 million people watched last year. And if we want to go back to the heyday for the Major League Baseball All-Star game, we can go to games in the 70s and the 80s. Man, you could count on 14 to sometimes 20 million people tuning in to watch the All-Star game. But we know people's viewing habits have changed, not just for baseball, but for everything. TikTok and Netflix and cell phones and iPads and just anything that you could think of is grabbing people's attention. There's just so many options. We talked about Sean Casey, introduced as the Yankees' new hitting coach. The New York Yankees, like everybody else, is going to be back in action on Friday as the All-Star break is done. I know the Yankees are going to be out in Colorado. Maybe Sean Casey can give them some tips out in that thin old air. As we continue on with the show, we're going to talk about James Harden, everybody's favorite basketball player slash strip club aficionado. We're going to talk about the Washington Commanders. It looks like there might be a little bit of a snag in their potential sale from Daniel Snyder to Josh Harris. Speaking of legal snags, Ja Morant and beating up a 17-year-old feels that it was a matter of self-defense. And then we're going to get into Messi. We'll talk about him. He's finally here in the United States of America in Southern Florida, getting ready for his MLS debut. And Shohei Ohtani, another international sensation. He's been in the United States of America for years, and now it's time for him to move on from the Angels. We'll talk about all of it. We have some callers who have been waiting patiently here on the line, so I want to make sure we get them on before I talk about Mr. James Harden. Marty is calling from Westchester. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Marty?
Hey, good evening, JR. Good to talk to you. Very interesting topic regarding the All-Star game. And you're absolutely right. There's been a drastic change in viewing habits in society through recent times. But I want to focus on the game itself. And I think a factor in terms of the All-Star game and losing its attractiveness is the fact that baseball has become more homogenized, meaning that we have so many interleague games now. I mean, now, with the new schedule this year, every team in one league plays every team in the other league. Now, when I was growing up, the All-Star game was really an event because when I was a youngster, you'd have Willie Mays and McCovey and Roberto Clemente and Aaron going to an American League city for an All-Star game. That was big for American League fans to see these great National League stars and vice versa. Now, I mean, with a balanced schedule, I just don't think the All-Star game means as much to the average baseball fan as it used to way back when.
You think that there's basically too much interleague play?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a part of it. I think the issues kind of scan wide and far, but I certainly hear you there. There's the exclusivity is gone. I would say that is certainly one of the issues. Appreciate you, Marty. It's good talking to you, man. I'll be on the fan on Saturday, okay?
Saturday, I know, in the afternoon. I'll be looking for you.
Okay. Thank you, Marty.
Have a good evening, JR.
You as well. Shout outs to my main man, Marty. Hey, listen, folks, when I'm not here talking to the whole country, I'm up in New York on Saturdays talking to everybody in New York City, telling all the Yankee fans and the Met fans and the Jet fans and the Giant fans and the Knicks fans and the Net fans to relax. Relax. Just complaining for no damn reason. Oh, the Yankees, oh, they didn't win a World Series since 2009. Fire everybody. Just relax. Tommy is calling from New Orleans. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, how's it going, my brother? Great topic, dude. What a great topic on an off day and everything like that. I was thinking this the other day, man, when you said it earlier, the MLB is purposefully just eliminating all their outlets, right? You can't find a baseball game anywhere. On TV or whatever, other than, online. And to your point that, pro sports is driven by revenue. They sell the rights to the broadcast thing. So if the broadcast rights have been devalued, and then all you have left is, Amazon and God knows what else, because the TV networks don't make any more money because nobody's watching TV, as you've said over and over again. I mean, now what? Like what happens after that? We all watching, Tubi and Freevee and stuff like that. And I mean, right. When's the last time you ever heard of JR? Do you remember TiVo?
Oh yeah, TiVo, the little television. Yeah, you record. Yeah, TiVo, you record.
Yeah,
the
but
TV,
I mean,
yes.
that was like 10 years ago, and it's gone, right? And
Well, damn it, I can do. Do you remember Web TV?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah. That was from the 90s. I had Web TV. Yeah.
I guess what's happening is, well, I mean, we're watching history. I guess we always are, but it's going by real quickly, and nobody's gonna stop the train. I mean, you referenced it in your open, it applies to your own industry. You don't know who's listening on what station or whatever. All you care is that somebody's listening, and now they have all these other alternatives. So I wonder what that landscape's gonna look like, in, I don't know, 5 years from now.
Yeah, well, wait until a robot is doing my job. You won't know the difference.
No, dude, I will always follow you. You and I will be, hanging out with soup cans and just talking to each other.
Oh, okay.
Like the old folks.
Oh, I'm not denying that. I just said you won't know the difference. That's it. You won't know. I could be a robot
right now.
This could be AI. I'm on vacation. You don't know.
You're absolutely right. And I can be, in the ground already. I mean, it's trippy, dude. Listen, Sean Casey thing is intriguing to me. Only because I like Sean Casey and, I love baseball and like that. Do you think that might be compared to like a Jeff Saturday thing, or am I completely off base on that?
No, I don't think so. They didn't hand the reins over to him to run the team. But let's keep in mind, Aaron Boone came directly from the ESPN booth to be the New York Yankees manager. So if you want to talk about it.
Right, shocking in and of itself, right.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to talk about a Jeff Saturday situation, Aaron Boone got the job and fell out of a television booth. So Sean Casey being an analyst, we know that they were both players. They both made a few all-star teams, but I'm not going to go to the extent of, hey, let's just put you in to run the whole show with zero experience.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, brother. Well, have a good show, man. Always enjoy it. And hey, everybody, y'all are listening to the most underrated sports show in the planet. All right.
Oh, well, later, brother. Thank you, Tommy. Have a wonderful evening. Sean is calling from Oregon. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, JR. I think Yankee fans have a reason to be a little nervous if they're getting a new hitting coach halfway through the year like this. That's usually not a move you make until the off season, unless something's going wrong. And they're in second to last place. I sure hope they get Ohtani. You know, either that would be a big thing for him, or you know, him go to the Dodgers, you know, someplace like that. And with you on the, you know, the viewership on baseball, you're right. You know, it's been going downhill, and you know, there ain't no kids out there playing sandlot ball. You know, the kids are all, you know, they're riding the skateboard parks. You know, I see the skateboard parks kids there, and ain't nobody out there playing baseball.
Yeah, that or they're playing video games, one or the other. Thank you, Sean, for calling from Oregon. Yeah, New York Yankee fans have reason for worry. And it's not so much just because that they got a new hitting coach. It's because they just ain't hitting. That's it. You didn't need to fire the hitting coach and bring in Sean Casey to realize that. They've just been pathetic this year. It's amazing that they're not worse. Greg is here from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, JR, Mr. Positive. Thanks for taking my call. Wow, you've got a lot of great things, as always. Yeah. Sports is becoming so segmented. I don't think in any way, shape, or form, revenues coming from various outlets is going to be profitable because it's so segmented in so many different ways that the profit and utility of that profit is going to be so minute. Number one. Number two, I got to ask you, JR, yeah. Mr. Agents of Inclusion, everybody watch the podcast. Fantastic, the last one you did. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Why has baseball gone down? Why hasn't football or hockey or basketball gone down the way the Major League Baseball has?
Well,
why have people lost interest?
Let's think about this from a historical perspective. Let's think about this from a distribution perspective. Baseball is as old as dirt, and we can look at football and say the similar, but baseball is older than them all. And there was a point in time in history where baseball was a great option. Let's listen to this. Baseball, if you want to say was or is, don't matter to me. Baseball is a pastime. Baseball is America's pastime. Baseball is as American as apple pie. Well, let's understand this. Things change. Like the population of the United States of America has changed. The interests in America have changed. Technology has changed. And for a sport that is built on patience and speed and just the intricacies of it, it kind of contrasts and butts heads with what people are looking for in society. Let's look at this.
Whoa, JR, brilliant.
Oh, well,
brilliant.
Thanks.
You're spot on, my friend. Okay. Love you. Well, everybody go for your dreams.
Well, thank you, Greg. I wasn't done, but I appreciate you. And let me put it to you this way in another way. Baseball is like making your food in the oven and having no choice, none. Everything else going on in the world, if you want to look at other sports, it's like the microwave. I put it in there, I hit a button, and it's done. Okay, it's that simple. Do many people, do you want to sit around putting your stuff in the oven? Yeah, if you cook, you have no choice for certain things. But people want it now. What am I getting now? I don't know a lot of people who just say, hey, I'm going to sit down and watch football after football game after football game. Certain people do. I know a lot of people who just watch the highlights. I mean, the NFL had a whole station with the Red Zone that we're only going to show you the scores and we're going to show you what's important so you don't have to sit down and watch a team try to go from in between the 20s. So, look, people's viewing habits change, And if you're fast and you're quick and you're moving, if you're the NFL, highlights, highlight after highlight after highlight. If you're the NBA, highlight after highlight after highlight. You don't have to watch the game to keep up and be interested. That's where the world is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of highlights, James Harden has provided many of them throughout the course of his career. I think they are now going to be running low. And unfortunately, James Harden wants off of another team. We also know where he reportedly wants to go. We're going to talk about James Harden and his musical chairs of NBA basketball on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move. CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. Pleasure to speak to you. You know, I just recently discovered your show a few weeks ago, and just got to tell you that you've got a very easy listening style.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, listen, I try to keep it easy. I don't care if it's Thursday night. I don't care if it's Monday, it could be Friday. I try to keep it easy. Like Sunday morning, I do. I try my best. Anyway, I'm going to keep it easy right now. I'm going to tell you about somebody who ain't easy. Hey, Shep.
I know where you're going with this.
Do you?
Of course.
You know anybody who is just difficult to deal with? Do you know anybody who just changes their mind at a whim? Have you ever encountered someone in life where you just go, hey, well, what do you want to eat? It's like pick something, and then they go, right. Oh, I want to eat this, and they want to do this, and then they change. Have you ever gone on a trip, Shep?
Yes.
And someone just says, well, let's do this, and then they change their mind. Have you ever met any of those type of people?
So the qualities of being indecisive and then pointing the fingers at anyone but yourself, yes. Oh. There are plenty of those people in every one of our lives, unfortunately, right. Hopefully less than more for most of us.
And it doesn't matter what aspect of life, too, right?
Yeah, and it also hurts when you got to continue to talk about this person because that's all they've done in their 14-year NBA career.
Oh, it's James. Yeah, we're talking about James Harden,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah, I think we all know
not
that.
Not Kevin
yes.
Durant. Not forget Kevin Durant. We're talking about James Harden. Just over the last – and you know what? I have to give James Harden some credit here, okay? When he left the Oklahoma City Thunder and finally got his own team with the Houston Rockets – I had to go, well, damn, this is amazing. He's finally unleashed. He was fun to watch, unless then it got to a point where you're just like, oh, man, the drawing of the fouls is just way too much. It's a pain in the ass. He was exciting. James Harden went out there and played in just about every game. He went all out. His body is paying for it right now. He can still play. He can still pass. People want to talk about his shooting and lack thereof. He's an amazing passer. Over the years now, from when he left Houston, when he went to Brooklyn, and now in Philadelphia, he's become unbearable. And now it's been reported he wants out from Philadelphia. We heard this a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. We heard about this. But now we've heard it again over the past 24 hours that James Harden is dead set on going to play for the Los Angeles Clippers, where I assume he would play with Kawhi and maybe Paul George if Paul George is not moved. James Harden is going to turn 34 years old in August. He's going into the Hall of Fame, a 10-time All-Star, three-time scoring champ, MVP of the league 5 years ago. He's accomplished. He's not postseason accomplished. He's not championship accomplished. When he went to the finals, he was a young dude, still basically a sixth man in Oklahoma City with a young Kevin Durant and a young Russell Westbrook. And we know last season, he basically had to join Philadelphia, take less money, and now he's opting into the final year of his contract, and he wants to be moved. Like, come on. And he's with Daryl Morey, the guy who basically brought him in to Houston. And even that isn't good enough. I guess he's not happy that he ultimately didn't get a big deal. And so James Harden, he's changed his mind a lot. And I want you to listen to this. A few seasons ago, on his way out the door from Houston, he basically annihilated his teammates to force his way out. This is what James Harden had to say about his Rockets teammates when he basically quit on them. Listen.
We're just not good enough. We don't obviously chemistry, talent-wise, just everything. And it was clear, like I said, these last few games. From the beginning of the game, they were just aggressive. Veteran team, obviously, championship team, and, one of the best teams that we have in this league. I love this city. I literally, have done everything that I can. This situation is crazy. You know, it's something that I don't think can be fixed. So, thanks.
Thanks. We're just not good enough. You can't go back in the locker room after that. He ain't playing another game for the Houston Rockets. He was moved on. Or they moved him on. And they moved him to Brooklyn. And then James Harden is in Brooklyn, sick of the Kyrie Irving nonsense, sick of the injuries to Kevin Durant, and ultimately gets moved to Philly. And there were enough conversations before then. James Harden telling everybody, oh, I'm not requesting a trade to leave Brooklyn. I'm not leaving Brooklyn. Where did you hear that? I didn't say I wanted to leave. Hey, James, are you happy here? Yeah, I'm happy here. Until he finally got to Philly and basically told everybody, when I left Houston, I wanted to be in Philly the whole damn time. Listen to this.
Philly was my, my first choice. I just knew, for a very long time, this was a perfect fit.
Oh. Okay, so Houston wasn't good enough. We're not good enough. You go to Brooklyn. I didn't say I don't want to be here. And then he goes to Philly and says, well, I didn't want to stop in Brooklyn. I wanted to go to Philly the whole damn time. And now he doesn't want to be in Philadelphia. This is like trying to figure out what a toddler wants to eat for lunch. James Harden is changing his mind at every opportunity and chance. You're about to be 34 years old in a few weeks, man. Just play it out. Are your hamstrings going to hold up? Are your knees going to be okay? Are the strippers going to ruin your vision? I have no idea. But this is nauseating. And Doc Rivers can't stand his ass either. Doc Rivers got the boot. Nick Nurse is now the head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers. And what a world we live in. Doc Rivers told you everything you needed to know about James Harden when Doc Rivers was on Bill Simmons' podcast and he was asked about James Harden. And he's like, man, I wish I got him when he was younger, not this old piece of crap now.
It was challenging. More because we were fighting two things, and not like visually fighting, is that James is so good at playing one way. And the way that I believe you have to play to win in some ways is different because it's a lot of giving up the ball, moving the ball, coming back to the ball. I would have loved to have had him younger when that was easier for him because giving up the ball and getting back the ball is hard. Like it's physical, yeah. It's exhausting. So it'd been interesting if I had him younger, where he could have done that more, coming off of dribble handoffs, going down the hill. You know, he didn't finish as well as he finished, because he's older.
Hey, the way I think you win basketball games isn't the way that James Harden plays. I'm doing my own mental math. I mean, I'm putting words in Doc Rivers' mouth. So James Harden plays like a loser. He plays losing basketball. He doesn't give up the ball because he's old. He knows how to play one way with the ball in his hand. He ain't coming around screens. He's not cutting to the basket. He's going to pass the ball and stand there. If he ain't shooting, he's going to pass, and he ain't moving. And this guy wants to move on to the Clippers. I hope James Harden is stuck with the Sixers. I hope he is. Because the Sixer fans are going to boo his ass. They can't keep him there. And Houston Rockets ain't want him either. For what? To take shots away from Jalen Green and everybody else? Hell no. James Harden, I hope the next place you pick and just stay there is retirement. We don't need to hear this every 6 months. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Martin is calling from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how are you?
I'm amazing. How are you?
I'm sad because I've seen the developments at the New York Times sports section. I used to be a journalist myself, and that was outstanding writing in its day through its whole history. And
you're not happy with them eliminating their sports department?
Oh no, absolutely not. Because that was some of the best writing you would ever see. It was outstanding writing, and I can think of a few years ago they used to run fly fishing articles every Saturday, and these were outstanding people in the field of fishing, and their writing was brilliant. So yeah. I'm just sad to see that's gone. Or it's going to go.
It's unfortunate that the New York Times, but the writing was on the wall from when the New York Times purchased The Athletic. Have you read any of The Athletic's articles, any of their content?
Yeah, I have. It's not very in-depth. I mean, if you talk about years ago when they would do profiles of Kareem, and they did almost a whole psychological study of his personality, it was outstanding. It's not something you're going to see in The Athletic.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. It's the world we live in. I know we talked earlier in the show about television viewing habits, and just media and journalism is changing, just like everything else. I'll tell you, I know there are a lot of people who are not necessarily a fan of the Times because one village idiot decided to scream about it, but it's some of the best writing. Look, I'll put it to you this way. When I was a kid, and I mean kid, when I was like 10 and 11 and 12 years old, I know it sounds ridiculous, man, I couldn't wait for the New York Times to be in my house on Sunday. I would read it and flip through it all day long. Am I going to sit down and tell you that I read about the Cold War inside out? No, but it was great reading, and it opened up my brain to the rest of the world. But look, we see things change. People have shorter attention spans, and I understand where you're coming from. It is sad. This we moved into a world of shock journalism, and let me just scream from the mountain and get a point out. So it's the way things are.
Like back in the 50s and 60s, it was the boxing writers and baseball writers were usually the best writers of the whole newspaper.
Yeah.
You know, so that's how far down this whole industry has slid, right? It's like,
yeah, well, things change, Martin, and not always for the better. I appreciate you, brother. You be well, okay?
Yeah, thanks. And you?
No doubt about it. Let's go from Toronto, Canada, down to Alabama. Here's Chris. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Thanks for having me on.
No doubt.
Yeah, I mean, everything you said about James Harden is, I just think it's spot on, you know. You think about what he is today. He's aging, so he's not going to get any better. He's always been a defensive liability. He's always been an ISO ball kind of guy. His weight's up and down. I don't get.
Uh-oh. His cell phone is bad.
What's Philly going to get for him?
Bruh. I have no idea. Not a lot. Let's keep in mind he's on an expiring contract, having opted into his deal, and so it's not going to be one of these multiple first round picks. That's not where James Harden is at this stage of his career. It's just he's at the point, and I enjoyed him in his prime in Houston, watching him as a single talent. He's one of the guys that I'd say, oh my God, James Harden is on, the Rockets are playing whoever. I just want to see how many points he can put up by himself. But we're past that, man. And all of this, I want to go here, I want to go there. Enough, enough, enough. Just go home. Go back to your house in Houston. Go to the strip clubs. Go to Vegas and just go away. We don't need it. Chris, thank you, man. I appreciate you.
Yep, it's
no doubt about it. I'm sorry, Chris. I don't know what's going on with Chris's cell phone service, but it's bad. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Unlike his cell phone service, things are good here. And on the other side of the break, you know, speaking of James Harden, we know that there was a point in time in his career where he was just always criticized for flopping. Well, the NBA has instituted some new rules for flopping that will start this upcoming season. And I'm going to tell you about them on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What you have, you can't even put a price on it, is you have a platform, and you always handle your platform with responsibility. And for that, I look up to you, and I respect you, and I appreciate you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We talked about James Harden. Think about James Harden. He wants to go to the Clippers now, reportedly. There was a point in time where you said James Harden and his name was synonymous with flopping. And the NBA has finally taken a step to try and eliminate flopping, which has been prevalent forever. More recently, a whole hell of a lot more. Players trying to deceive the referees. Players trying to act. And we see flopping all over the place. Flopping is in soccer all the time. You breathe on somebody, and the next thing you know, he's rolling around in the grass like he got hit by a sniper rifle. He's just on the ground, and nobody touched him. And so the NBA has been experimenting with this new rule here in Summer League, and we've just learned that this rule will be implemented for the 2023-24 season. The rule states, when a ref calls a player for a flop, the player is going to be issued a non-unsportsmanlike technical foul, which means that this won't go against them potentially being ejected. The opposing team is going to get one free throw attempt, and the penalty can be assessed whenever the referee decides to go ahead and give it to him. So they don't have to stop the game and say, hey, you flopped and you take a free throw. They can actually continue on with the play. And at a dead ball situation, he could say, hey, James Harden flopped, and now the New York Knicks get a free throw. Is this going to slow down flopping? Yes. Yes, it is. Are we going to get to a point at the beginning of the season where we got a bunch of whining-ass players complaining about, I didn't do this, I didn't do that? Yes. Are the referees going to be overly aggressive? Yes. They're going to have to work out the kinks. It's probably going to take a month or 2 months, and then we'll see the rate of these flopping calls go down. But it's good, because it was obviously a problem in the NBA. After the Golden State Warriors were pretty much eliminated, or during the course of the postseason, during one of Steve Kerr's press conferences, he talked about the NBA doing something to stop the flop, and he evoked FIBA. Take a listen.
To me, what I've learned coaching and FIBA. FIBA has a great rule. There's a flop rule. And if a referee deems that a player has flopped, they just call a technical foul, and it's pretty penalizing. And so the flopping has basically been eliminated from FIBA. And we have the ability to do the same thing in the NBA if we want. I think we should address it because the players are so smart, and the entire regular season is about gamesmanship and trying to fool the refs. And this is how it's been for a while. And it's up to us as a league. Do we want to fix this? Because if not, we'll just get the Chris Paul swipe through at half court when you're, in the bonus. And for some reason, we're shooting two free throws at a critical time of a playoff game when nothing has happened and nobody's gained an advantage. So these are all things that my personal plea to the NBA. I think we can do better in terms of cleaning up the flopping.
Oh, damn. And they listened to Steve Kerr now, didn't they? Or maybe Steve Kerr already knew it was in the works. Hey, Shep, you think flopping is going to be curtailed here?
To some degree, yes.
Yeah, it'll take some time. But it's due. We need guys playing. And look, the players are smart. They're always going to find their way around plenty of things. One of Trae Young's patented moves that he's had to slow down is pretty much a dribble and a stop and a shot attempt where the player – momentum would kind of take him into the back of Trae Young, and it's deceptive. Is it smart? Yes. But is it like, really taking advantage of your skill, or is it gamesmanship? It's a little bit of both, but we want to see you ball out, not take advantage of the rules. And so there's certain things that the NBA has already started to eliminate, and I like this. Go play the game. Don't try to fall down if you're 7 foot tall and 300 pounds. We don't need to see the 6 foot point guard knocking you over for emphasis. Just play the game. Play the game. And so I'm glad that the NBA has finally started to do something about the flopping. I think it'll work. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Sully is from Michigan. Sully, what do you think?
Hey, JR, long-time listener, first-time caller. Yeah,
thank
I'm
you.
Calling from Sterling Heights, Michigan. Hey, I want to backtrack to your previous topic because it ties into this topic. So if I may start on your last topic, you'll see the parallel. Is that okay, sir? All right. The All-Star Game. I was born in 61. I grew up like 7 years old in 1968. I started following baseball. And the All-Star Game had that was the golden age of baseball. You had Mickey Mantle, you had Hank Aaron, you had Willie Mays, and you had Frank Howard. Then you fast forward till the end of the 80s, that's when I dived out of baseball because they start letting, whining-ass crybabies in like Derek Jeters and people like that. So baseball was out. And Jeter, he's kind of like Harding now. Mr. Harding, the NBA's already in enough trouble, okay? It's a dying sport, and I like it, and I follow it. And I want to see Philly do us a solid in – for the love of the game, and now NBA, sit his ass on the bench, pay him out his contract, so that when it expires, and I don't know when that is, nobody else will sign that raggedy-ass old man.
Whoa.
Let's say
nothing. Sully, you said it all. Thank you for calling from Michigan. Hey, Shep, we're going to lose our license to broadcast with all of the profanity there. How about that? Wow.
Yeah.
Raggedy ass. Whoa.
Right. Well, fortunately, he didn't say anything that was FCC, violation.
Close enough.
Yeah.
I need to wash my ears. What happens if I put soap in my ears?
So much for the, the boomers being careful and selective with their language, huh?
Oh, boomers? Oh, wow.
Well, he's a baby boomer.
Wow. Is everybody accepting of that?
19, what? In terms of?
Just saying, hey, man, you're a baby boomer.
Well, he's 1961. He's a baby boomer.
Sure, but
that's the generation.
Is it okay
in.
For you to say that? It's
it
okay for him to say it.
No, it's okay for me to say it. He's a baby boomer. That's what he is. Just like we're on the late side of Generation X, early side of Millennials.
Oh, okay.
It's just a fact. It's like if I said someone was born in the Great Depression, I can say that. It's historically factual. Sounds like he was born in the Great Depression. No, he was suffering a Great Depression on the year, given the fact that he was talking about James Harden the way he was.
I want you to say that. I want you to say that to I want you to say that to someone, to their face, when they tell you how old they are. Just go, oh, well, you were born in the Depression, and
gladly,
and I want to see their reaction.
It's a badge of honor. Let's be honest, JR. You're a student of history. The toughest times, and I don't mean to sound cliche here, but it's God's honest truth. The toughest times in anybody's life brings out the best in you.
Yeah. America hasn't had no tough times recently. Why we got so many punks?
Well, we actually have not had as tough times as we'd like to think. We just like, a lot of people are dramatic these days, unfortunately.
So why all the young people want stuff for free?
Because people are very entitled. And a lot of people are born with silver spoons in their mouth. And the generation now, there's an instant gratification mindset that a lot of people
Why don't they want to work? Because, why they lazy bums?
Because in school, JR, we can get into this conversation. This is a very deep and rich conversation. I'd love to get in with you sometime if there's ever a space for that on your show.
Oh, I know why they're lazy bums.
Well, in schools, we're more worried about budgets and test scores than we are about producing and engendering good quality civic human beings. And that's the biggest problem with our society.
We got a bunch of idiots running around, man.
Well, we do. And we got a bunch of idiots that are running things, too.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. Just running around everywhere.
Right.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt, we got a bunch of idiots. Bunch of old idiots, too. Everywhere. Just a bunch of old idiots all over the place. Hey, Shep, what are you... Boomers, there you go. Some of them older than that. How about I got another word? Some of them are ancient.
I didn't say that, but...
Hey, you didn't say it. I said it. I said what I said. Maybe one day I'll get to be ancient. I don't care. I'm here now. That's all that matters. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't expect me to be here when I'm ancient. My ass is going to be gone. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. On the other side of the break, you know, since we've talked about flopping, Messi is in America. Yes, Messi has come to America. He's in Miami, and now we can celebrate, right? We'll talk about it, CBS Sports Radio, plus your calls.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes waiters and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls, love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
I'm joined by Hall of Famer John Smoltz. Smoltzy, tell me this. What's harder, winning a Cy Young or an Emmy Award?
Oh, man. Winning a Cy Young.
takes a lot longer to happen. You know, it's funny when you mention something like that. I just go back to all those years of being predicted to win and just feeling like a failure. But in 96, fortunately, I was able to at least get that off my back, because that was starting to bother me.
Download the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Listen up, team. We've got a game to win. So here's the strategy. Deposit $200 at BetUS.com and get $450 immediately to play with. Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me. Bet for free.